Hello, we are The Promise of Love, bringing to you The Love Effect.
A podcast that brings you real insight and real stories about real relationships.
Welcome back. Oh boy, we got a chat today that could save your marriage. Now, even if you're not married yet, hold tight to what we share with you today.
That's right. As we wrap up this Christmas season, you might be wondering why you didn't feel the Christmas spirit this year.
Yeah, this year was definitely a hard year. So I know a lot of people didn't have the Christmas spirit.
Or you might be wondering how to keep the Christmas spirit throughout the year. I mean, it's such an amazing feeling, right?
Yes.
You've got people just loving on each other simply to spread joy and uplift each other.
Yeah, you do. It is wonderful if you get that spirit. But you know what? That Christmas spirit is the Holy Spirit. You want that type of Christmas spirit, right, honey?
Well, yeah. And the question is, how do you keep that spirit? How do you get it to last all year long? And really, it's kind of simple.
Really? How?
Well, you know, a great man recently taught me that often we replace the Holy Spirit with the Christmas spirit, completely missing the point of the season.
Yes.
But when you get it right, the Christmas spirit is really just the outworking of the Holy Spirit working in you.
Yes.
So when you let the Holy Spirit work through you throughout the year, you will have that feeling all year long. Now, honey, Galatians tells us the fruits of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit. What are some of those fruits?
Well, let's see. There's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness.
Yeah, there you go.
Goodness.
Yes.
Oh, faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Gentleness.
Yes.
And last but not least, self-control.
Yeah.
Okay. So how does all of this help you find someone special?
Well, can you imagine when you meet someone, if you're exhibiting these traits, how much more attractive you would be? I don't mean attractive from a physical or aesthetic standpoint. I mean attractive from an emotional standpoint, from even a spiritual standpoint. You know, think about it. If you're someone who shows love, I'm talking about that agape love, where you love others just because they are your fellow man. That is going to show in how you treat other people. And the person that you're with, the person who's considering spending a long-term relationship with you, they'll see that kindness in your heart. And kindness is another one of those traits that you mentioned. Kindness is one of the fruits of the Spirit. If you are a kind person, you're going to attract kind people to you. And joy, I love joy. Joy is different from happiness, right? I mean, happiness, it depends on the happenings around you. But joy comes from within. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Whenever we have that peace of God's really got my back, God is looking out for me, I may not understand what's going on in the moment right now. If I can have peace in His good plan for me, then I can have joy even whenever things are looking kind of rough around me.
Okay, I get it. It also helps you keep someone, right? I mean, get this. If you have patience with that person, it's good to have that so that you have a very good, you know, relationship. Also, you know, it's good to be, you know, have that gentleness, to have that gentle soul that you need to have, you know, with that person.
It's just so calming, right?
It is. It's very calming. Mm. And last but not least, like I said, it's wonderful to have self-control.
Well,
self-control is very, very important.
So many indulgences in the world around us, and whenever we give into our flesh that way, we can actually go off the rails of what would have otherwise been a great relationship and disappoint the person that we really love.
Yes, that's why you need self-control.
So, you know, I encourage you, read James 5, verse 12. And understand that we are not suggesting that you make any inner vows or even New Year's resolutions this year. We just suggest that you make a decision. And that decision is to be patient with people, especially to those who disappoint you. Make a decision, a conscious decision, about being kind to others. Show love through your compassion. Seek understanding and extend a gentle hand wherever you go. Let your faith fill you with the undeniable and peculiar peace, even during the tough times, because we all still have tough times ahead. Now, get good at all of this, and you will bring a spiritual stability that will enhance any of your relationships. So you guessed it, this is another topic from our 5 Steps to Find True Love course, where we dive deeper and give you more detailed guidance. Now check it out at hope.stepstofindtruelove.com. Hey, thanks for tuning in to The Love Effect. Respectfully, we ask you to hit that subscribe button to help us keep this going. And if you'd really like some detailed guidance on how to find and confirm true love, come visit us at stepstofindtruelove.com. That's www.stepstofindtruelove.com. Blessings to you.